So on the first Friday of this and every month, we roll out our First Friday Arts segment, a perusal of the list of events in the performing and visual arts for the month of August, right up through Labor Day weekend. Charlotte Dern's here in the studio with me. She and I will read off some of the submissions to the community calendar at ijpr.org from around our region. And from Mendocino to Eugene, it's a lot of region. And we want to hear from you. Call or email with more details on the events you hear to flesh it out for the public or add events you have not heard. The numbers again, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. First up, the folks at Liberty Arts in Yreka let us know that they are presenting Downriver with an opening reception from 5 to 8 tonight, August 1st. It's centered in Happy Camp and extending along the Klamath River from Scott River to Orleans. Downriver artists work in a range of media and draw on their community and the natural world that surrounds them for inspiration, leading to works which extend from the sublime to the bold. Downriver musicians Rex Richardson with Miles Richardson and P.D. Brucker will provide a musical background for the festivities on the plaza in Yreka. The curators will make a short presentation at 6 tonight. As a continuation of the Downriver celebration, Liberty Arts with the Yreka Kiwanis Club will host two booths at the kids' block party, focusing on the Native American traditions of making beaded necklaces and storytelling. Downriver goes on display starting tonight and will stay up through September 12th. 2014, sponsored by California Arts Council and the National Endowment for the Arts. Liberty Arts is located at 108 West Minor Street in downtown Yreka.
Yes, lots of events happening tonight, August 1st. Tannen Library presents their First Friday Art Walk. That's the summer art exhibits. This is from 6 to 8 p.m., featuring photography by Larry Lee and a special showing of the craft behind the art at OSF.
Also coming today, August 1st, at 11 o'clock this morning, it's Quadraphonic, Space as Metaphor. It's First Friday Concerts at the Schneider Museum of Art on the corner of the Southern Oregon University campus in Ashland. Today features Todd Barton and Bruce Bayard with special guests to be announced. These are First Friday Concerts at the Schneider Museum of Art at the Southern Oregon University campus in Ashland today at 11.
And we have tonight a free concert, the Blue Relish Band. It's a free, family-friendly concert at the Hoy Park Lake Shastina Blue Relish, performing old-school rock backs by wind and horns, and lawn seating will be available. Bring your lawn chair and a blanket and a picnic dinner. The event is sponsored by Scott Valley Bank and other local businesses as part of the Scott Valley Bank Summer Concert Series.
Also coming tonight to, in this case, Winston. This is tonight, August 1st. It's Riverbend Live in Winston. Tonight featuring Red Steagle and the Boys in the Bunkhouse with Carolyn Durarina. This is a free concert to the public at Thompson Avenue in Winston. It's a free family concert series, 7 to 9 Fridays at Riverbend Park in Winston.
And we have a Festival of Art in Stout Park. The Festival of Art is August 2nd and 3rd in Brookings, Oregon. It's the gateway to art on the coast. The annual festival features 75 original artists, fine craftsmanship, and includes children's art, music, food, and a wine court. That's located at 433 Oak Street, Brookings, Oregon.
So lots of stuff going on. We want to hear from you again. 800-838-3760 around the listening area in the Rogue Valley. 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Livia from the Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. We have a lot going on at Camelot. This is our final weekend for Les Miserables, the most popular musical in the world. Sunday performance is sold out. The only tickets left are tonight and tomorrow night, and there aren't that many of those. And then next week, our wonderful youth conservatory, 28 students, 8 to 17-year-olds, are putting on Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun for six performances only. And they're Thursday night the 7th, Friday at 2 and 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2, and tickets are going fast for that. And last but not least, August 20th, we open one of the most fun country western musicals there is, and that would be Pump Boys and Dinettes. And that previews August 20th and 21st. And actually, the 20th is a fundraiser for PEO scholarships for women. And the Pay What You Can is the 27th for that.
Can we assume that once the current show is mounted, that you're using the theater then on the weekdays to rehearse the next show? There's always something going on there?
There is always something going on, and the spotlights rehearse at the same time. So we are only dark 7 weekends out of the year, and those are the tech weekends for our main stage shows. Every other day and evening, we are at the theater.
Olivia, I know I asked this the last time you were on because we had you on First Friday in the beginning of July as well, which actually was on Thursday, as we should remind people.
Right.
First Friday on Thursday. Right, I just remember myself because Friday was 4th of July. How many people involved in the production of Les Mis?
There are 34 cast members. There's 6 in the orchestra. There are 4 people backstage and 3 in the booth.
Okay. I noticed that some of the same people who often appear in shows at the Camelot are also doing the current production of Godspell opening tonight at the Randall Theater in Medford, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Are there any actors left in the Rogue Valley is the question.
Well, you know what? There's always more and more coming. I remember when I came here, it'll be 13 years Labor Day, when I suggested a musical, I was told there's no talent in the Valley. And I kind of went, what? And each year we get better and better people coming to the auditions. And we have a repertory company, sort of, but we also have generals every November. And more people show up that are incredible. So I think it looks good for the arts in the Valley.
All right. So Les Mis closing this weekend. Annie, get your gun. What are the dates on that again?
August 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then Pump Boys and Dinettes, the 20th of August through the 21st of September.
Always something happening at the
Always Camelot. At the Camelot, yes.
All right. 535-5250, the most easily remembered phone number in the Rogue Valley.
Yes, and CamelotTheater.org.
All right. Thanks a lot, Olivia. Always good to talk to you. This Thank is you. Our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Join us with Word of Arts events in your town. Charlotte and I are reading off the list of things submitted to IJPR.org. Lengthen that list or flesh out some details at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org.
And the musical Godspell opens tonight in Medford and runs through August 17th at the Randall Theater Company in Medford. JPR's arts reporter Bob Davey sat down with Randall Artistic Director Robin Downward for a preview of the show.
Robin, tell us what Godspell is all about.
Godspell is a musical based on the Gospel of St. Matthew. It basically is about Jesus and the disciples and his teaching of them, spreading the word after he's gone.
I really want to thank you, Lord.
It's a rock musical, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily consider it a rock musical. When it came out first in the early 70s, it was considered more of a rock musical. But the version we're doing is the 2011 revival version. So it's updated. The music is a little more contemporary, but the music doesn't lose any of its heart and soul that it had from the original.
Tell us a little bit more about the plot.
Well, if you're not familiar with biblical scripture, Jesus comes and gathers a group of people to teach them about the right way to live. Up to this point, everybody had been living under the Old Testament, and Jesus, of course, came to teach people a more loving way to live. So it takes that whole idea and puts it into today's environment. So the disciples are, people that you'd find today, business people, people that, go to college, and puts it in, basically puts it into today's world. And we're actually doing it sort of in a Brechtian style where it's happening at the theater. So people are coming to watch it and it's just happening in the theater environment. So that's a neat little twist on the plot, which is normally set in an urban environment or in a city environment. We're just doing it as if it's happening right there in the theater.
The script itself, are all from scriptures?
For the most part. It's sort of an abridged version of St. Matthew. All of the parables, or many of the parables that Jesus teaches lessons in are there. The most important ones, love thy neighbor as thyself, eye for an eye, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth is no longer there. It's never turn your back on a man who wrongs you. You know, if someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn and offer him your left. You know, so all the regular lessons are there. They're just done in an entertaining, enlightening, and sometimes comical way to make their point.
Is it all music or is there text too?
There's text as well. So it's a traditional musical with text that leads into the songs, and then the songs make the point of the scene. But it's a light comedy. It's good for families. There's no language in it that would be objective. It's just a very lighthearted, fun musical with some fantastic music, and good for anybody.
Godspell opens tonight, August 1st, at the Randall Theater in Medford.
Robin,
Front and Third Streets.
What Godspell is all about.
The opening night celebration includes a barbecue before the show.
All right, that was the CD trying to repeat. You got to push that single button. This is our first Friday Art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. We're inviting your calls and comments and emails about arts events in your town. Let us know what's happening where you are. 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. The Oregon Musical Theater Festival is going on right now and continues until Saturday. It's been going on for a couple of days now at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg. It's a collection of theater and dance musicals, 23 live performances of three different shows on three different stages, all at Umpqua Community College, featuring Oliver, Always, Patsy Cline, and Gutenberg, the musical. That's the Oregon Musical Theater Festival running through tomorrow, August 2nd, at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg.
And we have the Wizard of Oz sing-along. This is at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Call your friends and bring the whole family for a fantastic evening of singing along with Dorothy, the Scarecrow, Lion, and the Tin Man in America's favorite movie. That's August 8th from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Also coming up a little later in August 7th through 8th, Shrek the Musical comes to the Criterion Theater in Medford, presented by Team Musical Theater of Oregon. It's actually August 1st, 2nd, and 7, 8, 9 at the Criterion Theater at the Collier Center in Medford. It is the musical based on the hit films of Shrek. It stars more than 60 local young performers. That's Team Musical Theater of Oregon performing Shrek the Musical at the Criterion Theater in Medford. It's actually now called the Criterion Theater at the Collier Center. It's really hard to keep track of the names of the place, but Shrek the Musical, Teen Musical Theater of Oregon in Medford.
And we have the West Coast Country Music Festival. This is the second annual West Coast Country Music Festival. It's at Green Springs Inn, August 16th. Tickets available online at brownpapertickets.com and at the Music Co-op as well in Ashland.
I should have mentioned already. Now let's get to it. This is actually the opening night for the Brit Classical Festivals tonight, August 1st. This is the first season with the new conductor at the Brit Festivals, and it includes a performance by Bella Fleck with the Brit Orchestra, a classical performance. Bella Fleck, of course, the banjo player, coming up on August 8th at the Brit Gardens in Jacksonville. So the next three weekends, big weekends for the Classical Festival with Teddy Abrams, the new conductor at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville.
And we have Patchy Sanders and the Littlest Birds in the Brit Performance Garden. This is going to be August 30th from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that, again, is at the Brit Pavilion in Jacksonville.
Let me back up in time just a little bit because we have something else coming up on August 10th. That's the annual Folk Music Festival at Grizzly Peak Winery in Ashland. The Jackson County Fuel Committee presents the fourth annual Folk Music Festival featuring the Pete Herzog Trio, Jen Ambrose, and more. $10 suggested donation includes entertainment and food donated from local restaurants. The proceeds benefit Jackson County Fuel Committee programs. That's August 10th, the annual Folk Music Festival at the Grizzly Peak Winery in Ashland.
And we have Bandon Playhouse presents Hello Dolly. This is on August 15th through August 31st, and it's 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. again at the Bandon Playhouse, Hello Dolly.
We had mentioned one event coming up at the Schneider Museum of Art, the First Friday Concerts. The first one will be today at 11 a.m. There's another event coming up on Sunday at 3 at the Schneider Museum of Art. That's Guitar in the Age of Chopin with Michael Filbert and James Bishop Edwards performing on guitars of the period, featuring instruments from the Schumann collection. So some fun stuff. It's sort of like a mixture of art you can hang on the wall and art you can hold in your hands and play music from. Guitar in the Age of Chopin, Michael Filbert and James Bishop Edwards on Sunday, August 3rd at 3 at the Schneider Museum of Art in Ashland. Siskiyou Strings and Threads Bluegrass Festival comes to Yreka on August 31st. This is Sunday's event, part of a week of wonderful bluegrass music, workshops, events, and family fun, all part of that week at the Siskiyou Golden Fairgrounds on Main Street in Wairika. Looks like we have another call waiting to come in, so let me just tell you about one more thing coming up at the Brit Grounds. We have Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming to the Brit Gardens on August 31st at 7:30. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts back in concert for the first time in a while in the area.